God makes a pick in 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16 finds the children of Israel without a king, so the interviews begin for that position to be filled. And God tells his prophet Samuel to fill his horn up with oil. What does God tell Samuel to do? To fill his horn up with oil and go to Jesse's house. Jesse is a Bethlehemite. And it's from within Jesse's house that Israel's next king would be chosen. So Samuel dutifully follows these orders. They're from God after all. And in 1 Samuel chapter 15, we see what happens to you if you don't follow the orders that God gives. So Samuel, as he's been inclined to do from the get-go, is following the Lord's commandments here in 1 Samuel chapter 16. He goes to Jesse's house, per the Lord's commands. And as he sees Jesse's sons, he knows that he's in the presence of the next king. Particularly, if you look at verse 6, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 6, as Samuel sees Eliab, he thinks, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. And Jesse's sons prove to be equally impressive, all the ones that Samuel sees. Abinadab, verse number 8, is an impressive person, and Samuel is convinced that from one of these impressive sons of Jesse, the next king will be selected. But the plot thickens, plot twists, like the kids might say. None of these people are the next king of Israel. The Lord says, not him, not him, not him, not him, and it's getting... Well, it's getting a bit worrisome. And Samuel finally says to Jesse, Jesse's the patriarch, the father of the house, and Samuel the prophet says to him, do you have any more sons? And it's only at this point that Jesse says, oh yeah, you know, I have another son, talking about David. But he is out keeping the sheep, verse number 11 says. Samuel says, bring him here. We won't sit down until David presents himself. This is serious business. And in case Samuel hadn't made himself clear before, he needs to see all of Jesse's sons. Now, in verse number 7, the Lord tells Samuel this very important tidbit of information for his screening process. Don't look on his appearance or his physical stature, because I have refused him. The Lord does not see as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Who chose Israel's first king? Answer, the people did. Who is choosing Israel's next king? Answer, God is, right here. God is making a selection. And God's selection doesn't seem to match up with the prophet Samuel's eye. As Samuel looks out at some of these sons of Jesse, he sees far better candidates in his mind. But the Lord does not see as man sees. And it is after this process of elimination that David finally comes from doing sheep chores. And upon seeing David, Samuel knows that this is the one. This is the one whom the Lord has chosen, verse number 13. David was very, very physically unassuming. He's called ruddy, verse number 12 says. Bible bowlers want to memorize these characteristics. He's called ruddy. He has bright eyes. He's innocent, unassuming, not rugged. He's kind of the opposite of a manly man. And he's good looking. You know, that's kind of a good quality today, but back in the day when you were supposed to look mean and gruff and rugged and tough, these were strikes against David as far as being a king. No one's going to be scared of this guy. I mean, when Goliath stands before David, Goliath makes fun of him. That's how physically unassuming David was. And these characteristics, that's not what you want your king to be. You want your king to be tough looking. You want him to be big and strong and have wrinkles in his fingers and have scars on his face. But that wasn't David. But the Lord doesn't see the way man sees. God picked David in 1 Samuel chapter 16. And I'm telling you tonight that God has picked you this evening to be saved. It may not look like it every day that you live. You may question where God is in your life, where God is in the world. But we want to keep in mind this lesson here, that the Lord doesn't see things the way man sees things. We look out in this world of ours, and it may appear that God's against us. It may appear that evil is winning. It may appear that things couldn't get any worse. God doesn't necessarily see things the way that man sees things. God sees things in his own way. He's made a selection. 1 Samuel 16, he made the selection for David to be king. Tonight, he made the selection for you to be saved. Now, that's not the end of the story, because there's something you got to do in order to be saved. There were some things that David had to do in order to be king. God knew that David would do these things. There are some things that you need to do in order to be saved, and God knows if you will or if you won't. I hope you will. I want to encourage you to hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized tonight. If you're ready to do that, we're ready for you. If you need to study more, we are learning in the adult class here on Wednesday nights how that we can study with you to show you that right from the scriptures. So whether you're ready to make that decision tonight or not, we want to talk to you. We want to hear from you. If you are here tonight as somebody who has already made that decision, you've already been baptized and added to the Lord's one true church, that's fantastic. But know this, there's a lot more that the Lord expects out of us. We have some things that we have to do. And if you are not doing those things, we would love to be there for you, to encourage where you need encouragement, to instruct where you need instruction, even to reprove where you might need that in a loving way. We would love to be there to pray with you if you have that request to make of us. If we can help in any way tonight with your relationship with God, we want to do that right now while we stand and sing. Won't you come, please?
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.